We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns is with us in studio this morning. Thanks, Mickey.
Good morning. How are you doing, Susan?
Hey, great. You know, you've been in public office for years, and now you're the Erie County Clerk, but you've served as both a Democrat and a Republican. So let's look at this government shutdown that's happening. We're into day three today. What's your perspective of this?
Well, I think it's interesting. I was in Albany, and when I went to Albany, we had five consecutive years where we had an on-time budget. In addition to that, last year we were about a week late, but Democrats and Republicans had to work together. You have a Senate that's controlled by Republicans. You have an Assembly controlled by Democrats. We have a Democratic governor. So I do think that at some point in time, the art of government is compromise, and I do think we will see some compromise in the next couple of days.
Now, when you talk to people probably more than the average person just because you're speaking with constituents and now it's countywide. Do you think people are looking at this and just saying, why can't something get done? Maybe they're not blaming, pointing fingers like they are in Washington, but looking at lawmakers as a whole saying, what exactly is going on over there?
Absolutely. When I was at Albany, the one thing I fault with is you have a leadership type of government, meaning that the leaders go in, they negotiate, they are the people that are making many of the decisions, they're bringing them back to their conferences. I always fought against that type of leadership style. I was proactive on term limits, and maybe that's what we need to see. We need to see more term limits in the federal government, in Albany, and even locally I support term limits. When people stay there too long, there's an entitlement. We have too many lobbyists in Washington and Albany. So all of these things go into, believe it or not, how a budget is formed. And many, many years, I would say that after the budget time, you would think the legislators would be happy in Albany. But many times, many of the lobbyists were happy because bills or things that were in there were not included. So not only it was what was in the budget, sometimes it was taken out of the budget. So believe me, special interest is looming as part of this government shutdown. But I do believe that they need to work together because they're there to represent the people.
Do you think this will be long or short?
I do not know that. It's a difficult prediction. But I do think at some point in time, people are frustrated. It's a very difficult time because both parties are polarized. But people want something done. When you go to Washington, when you go to Albany, they're paying your salary. You better get it done. And if the rank and file start feeling the heat, believe me, there'll be a compromise.
To that last point, you mentioned both parties polarized, and it seems like both the bases are very polarized. They're at totally different ends of the political spectrum. Do you think that's true for most people across the country? And if it's not, should we expect this to be business as normal? Will the government shut down way more frequently than it has in the past?
Well, I'm hopeful that they can come up with a budget. We hear that word continuing resolution, that's just putting off, really getting down and making hard decisions. There's nothing wrong with negotiation, but in order to get a budget, they're going to have to come back together. So the blame game, Democrats blaming Republicans, Republicans blaming Democrats, that has to stop. You know, look at this. I'm a Democrat that ran on the Republican line, very highly unusual, has never been done countywide where a registered Democrat won on the Republican line. In my office, I'm just there. I always would say, when people would call me in the Assembly, I would say, are you a Democrat or a Republican? I would say, how can we help you? We got to get back to that, more how we're helping people. Once again, a lot of special interests in Washington, a lot of lobbyists. So they are figuring in into how this budget is going to be passed.
And dysfunction, I mean, that's just...
It's dysfunction. I'd like to see term limits as a taxpayer, as a citizen. I'd love to see term limits on our federal and state officials. Local officials, it gets a little tougher because that's where the rubber meets the road. And I do think the people get it right. But it's so tough to beat people at those levels because the special interests, the financing, it costs a lot of money to run for office. I was outspent as someone who's been in office 2-1. Well, I don't give in to special interests, and that's why sometimes I'm not the most popular person when I'm running for office. But I say it all the time. The people always get it right, and that's why I've been lucky enough to serve not only as a council member, a state assemblyman, and now currently as your Erie County Clerk.
Well, that is Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. He joins us live in studio, and coming up, we'll talk about pistol permit recertification, what you need to know. There's a deadline looming in just 10 days. You want to make sure you're on top of it, and Mickey's here to fill us in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.